Is that the same thing as just, like, would you ever hear of anybody, like, taking old cornbread that they'd already had and breaking it up and making something like that out of it?
No. I make dressing that way. Not out of old cornbread. I make the cornbread fresh and then break it up and make dressing out of it.
Well, do you eat anything at breakfast, like, that's corn, but it's coarsely ground up? It's dry and you cook it and put butter or gravy on it?
Grits, you mean? No, not except when we go into South Carolina, and every night when we spend the night in Alabama or Mississippi, they bring it to you for breakfast every morning over there. But at home, I don't cook grits for breakfast.
Do people here eat grits?
Oh, yes, mercy. We have grits in the wintertime so much at night for supper.
What do you call the whole grains?
What, of grits, you mean?
Well, you can eat the whole kernels of corn, you know, like that, made the same way grits are?
No.
When you were a child, did you ever take the corn and go out to the... What did you wash the clothes in outside?
Wash pot and wash tubs and rub board.
Well, in the wash pot, did they ever, you know, build a fire into that and put the corn there with some lye? And make...
Yeah, I don't know. What did they make out of it? I've heard of that. We didn't, but I've heard of it done.
You ever heard of making hot...
Hominy, yeah. Oh, yeah, we eat hominy a lot. I didn't realize what you were talking about.
We never did
make any, but we eat it now. We get some real good hominy here, canned. There's one particular store here that has some real good. I do, too. I love it. I like that yellow. We get it out here at this new Piggly Wiggly. The stores here didn't have too good, but they've got the best brand of hominy out there. It's real soft, you know. It's not hard. Yeah, I love hominy, but we never did make any.
Well, if you're having fried chicken for Sunday dinner, what do you have with it?
Rice and gravy.
Do people have, especially during Prohibition, do people make whiskey around here?
Now, we saw in the paper last week they arrested a bootlegger out here, with a still. The first time I have heard of it since this county went wet. One north of town here, they found one the other day. We saw it in the paper, and we had a good laugh over it because we hadn't heard of a still around here in so many years. No, I don't think there's anything going around here, because of course it's liquor. You can buy it any way you want to now around here. But when this country was Texas was dry, the woods were full of them. Class says they still are in South Carolina. Uh-huh.
Well, what do you call the stuff they make?
Bootleg whiskey.
Would you call anything different if it was not made, you know, like that, just out in the woods somewhere, if it was maybe bought somewhere and they...
What do they call it? Moonshine.
It would be moonshine if it was what?
Whiskey.
Was there any difference in bootleg whiskey and moonshine?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Which would you call the one that, if you went to Mexico and bought a truckload... and brought it up and just didn't pay tax on it?
Well, I'd be bootlegging it out of Mexico, of course.
So that'd be bootlegging?
Yeah.
What about if you had a still out here in the backyard?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's bootlegging too, isn't it?
Well, I know, but what would you call that then? Is that moonshine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard it called anything else?
I probably have.
What about just cheap whiskey you could buy in the store that just would be very low quality?
Oh, well, yes. What do they call that? Yeah, there's a word for it. I can't think of what it is. Cheap whiskey. What do they call it? I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard it called anything like a rot?
Rot gut. Yeah, that's right. Rot gut whiskey.
You ever heard of splu?
Splu?
Splu.
No. What is that?
Some kind of whiskey.
I don't know. That's one on me. I haven't heard of that one.
Well, when you're talking about things you cook, I didn't ask you about breakfast. Do you cook anything with, you may make up a batter or something, put something in the skillet?
No, we have toast and eggs and a breakfast bacon. Wayne generally eats sweet rolls or something like that. No, that's all we have.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The things, you know, you mix up a batter.
Cereal, you mean. Batter cakes, you mean. Pancakes, hot cakes, any whatever you want to cook. No, we don't eat those for breakfast. We don't either one of us like them. We have waffles, but we have waffles at night for supper with breakfast bacon, like in the wintertime.
What do you eat on them?
Syrup. Maple syrup.
Is there any difference in that and that black stuff?
Yeah, sorghum. Well, you see, there's ribbon cane, and there's sorghum, and there's maple. There's three different kinds of syrup.
What about
molasses? Well, that's the same thing. That's syrup, molasses. Blackstrap molasses. That's old black molasses.
Well, if something isn't genuine, it isn't imitation maple syrup, you know, it's not
genuine.
And
Wayne, we've got a bottle of that now. He brought it home the other day. I said, did you look at this and see it says imitation maple? He said, no, I just saw it said maple. But you know, you can hardly tell the difference in the taste. Oh, I guess you can if I'd eat them right together, but you know.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, the maples. Genuine maples. I can't stand molasses. That's ribbon cane or sorghum syrup. I don't like it.
What do you call something when you buy and it's not packaged? You say you buy it in...